This episode brought to you by Origins. Take your indirect lending to the next level. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Aloya's Symposium. More importantly, it's called the Credit Union Executive Leadership Symposium, right here behind Don Denton's, right behind Don's shoulder here. And we are here with Phileen's very own Don Denton. Don, how are you?
I am good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Better now that you're here.
Yeah, thank you. Yes. <You're welcome.
laughs> Yeah, so what brings you to the Aloya Symposium?
So presenting later this afternoon on digital transformation and how credit unions can, you know, compete in this ever-changing digital environment for credit unions.
So give us a quick overview on what's the latest in digital transformation, because we've been talking about this for many years now.
Yeah.
Where are we on that spectrum?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's not going away, right? It's continually to evolve.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds so cliche to say that the pandemic kind of, you know, accelerated it, but it really did, and it's not slowing down.
Yeah.
So there's new things, you know, competition out there for credit unions. You've got, you know, fintechs in the marketplace. They've been around for a while now. AI is a big piece of what does that mean for credit unions. And there's a lot of them we don't know yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
But how do credit unions plan for, you know, that long-term trajectory of where they want to be from a data perspective and from a digital perspective?
Yeah, this is you got to play the long game here for sure, because this isn't like, okay, let's just implement it and boom, we're done. Oh no, this is ever evolving, right?
Yeah, in fact, it's interesting to talk to, you know, some credit unions are way down the path of data. They've been doing this for, you know, maybe 10 years, and sometimes it's frustrating to realize it's not over. That we have to continue to invest in this and continue to do this because it's like you said, it's not going away. It's the long game.
And what's your advice to credit unions in this area, especially with the AI right now? Because we just got out of a keynote where they focused on artificial intelligence and how important
it is. There's still a lot unknown about AI, and there's a lot of great benefits to it that can help you, you know, from a cost efficiency perspective. But then there's also some risk that you've got to think through, you know, like compliance and, you know, credit union or member privacy, you know, things like that. So there's a lot of that that is still unknown. Phileen's doing a lot of research on it currently.
As you guys well should be, and you always are. You guys do some great, great research there, and AI is probably one of the top priorities.
It's top of mind, for sure.
Yeah. So give us a couple of takeaways, or maybe, some takeaways that folks can use.
The biggest thing that credit unions can do when they think about, you know, particularly data and in a, you know, digital trajectory for their organization is to really, you know, create that roadmap and find some small wins and celebrate the small wins. We found that, you know, one of the largest things that impact a digital transformation is one of the least expensive things you can do, and that's your culture. And so if you can, you know, really get the culture wired to accept what the data is doing for you, or what the, you know, artificial intelligence is doing for you, then that's going to help you, you know, really embrace the long-term, you know, success of digitally transforming your credit union.
Okay, I'm thinking, my wheels are turning here, and this is probably going to get me in trouble, but doesn't, like, hiring a younger generation help that? Because that's kind of their wheelhouse, you know? Yeah. For folks like me, I'm like, I love this, but it's still, a lot of it's still really kind of foreign to me.
Well, you know, it's interesting because what credit unions really need to be thinking about is meeting their member where they want to be.
Right,
and so
right.
If that's hiring people that, you know, are more like they're trying to emulate, then I would say that there's pieces of that,
right?
But you want to make sure that, you know, you're doing the things that will drive members to your organization. I hear all the time that, you know, credit unions are worried specifically right now about cost of funds, rates, you know, things like that. And the member will actually, it's been proven that the member will actually do more for experience than they will care about price.
Interesting.
So it's important to recognize
that. Oh, wow. Okay. Nice little takeaway there, for sure. For sure. And so, and what's on the horizon here? I mean, are you, do you have any, like, horizon-ish type of points in your presentation that we can look forward to?
It's all about building that roadmap for it, and then looking at your, you know, architecture, your infrastructure around it, and how you can take it to the next space.
Well, and especially how important it is. I mean, if you're not on your digital transformation, you might be pretty far behind the curve right now, and you better.
Well, and it is. I know I just said it, but it really, that the culture of being able to adapt to that is really, really important.
Yeah, for sure. And that's what made me kind of think about the younger generation, mm-hmm. was having that culture, because again, they grew up with this type of stuff, the younger generations, and obviously a lot of us are now, because we're in it, whether we like it or not, we're growing up with it, but the younger generation, it's
funny that you say that. My kids are always annoyed with me at how long I take to do things, you know, mom, just let me help you,
Mine too, exactly. I'm like, I've been using an iPhone longer than you've been alive, come on, and now you're showing me how to use it?
Exactly.
What's going on here? Oh my gosh, so good stuff. All right, Dawn, anything else to add here? I mean, I know you're busy,
no,
so I'm
excited to be here. Thanks for the time, and
you're
it's
welcome.
Good to see you.
Good to see you as well, and good luck up there. We'll be
Thank
watching.
You.
We'll be cheering
right.
for you.
Thanks
All right.
so much.
Thank
you.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode brought to you by Origins. Take your indirect lending to the next level.